MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Nerina Fisser, Director ETFSA. Nerina, appreciate the early morning. A couple of weeks ago, we were at an ETFSA breakfast. You had printed out some of the documents around the different exchange-traded products. And I have to admit to something, there was a whole bunch I'd never seen before. In the ETN space, we've got the F&B individual stocks, some indices. Standard Bank's got an oil and a copper. Absa's got a currency and a commodity set. But UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, a whole bunch I'd never heard of. Space, oil and gas, robotics and drones. Some amazing indices and ETNs lurking on the JSE pretty much in plain sight. Notwithstanding, I completely missed them.
Absolutely. Good morning, Simon. Yes, indeed. You know, we've had such a proliferation of exchange traded products listing on the JSE to the point where we now have 280 of these, outnumbering the number of direct shares that you can buy on the JSE. So it's not surprising that not just you, but I think most other people have missed some of these more interesting and unusual investment opportunities that are offered via these exchange traded products.
And the benefit of them, I mean, going through them, and there's a bunch of them, I haven't checked all of them, but they are linked to indices. They are passive, although yes, many of these indices we might not have heard of, but that is the key point. They are classic ETNs.
Absolutely. So, Simon, I often equate an index tracking product as really baking a cake, following a recipe. And you can buy, you know, you can bake a cake that's a very simple one, maybe just a chocolate cake or a carrot cake or a cheesecake. Or you can decide that you want to get a bit more exotic and go for a red velvet cake or a black forest cake. Or then you can go for the triple layer chocolate ganache gâteau or the rum infused strawberry baked cheesecake. You get my point. I think the important thing is, what is a recipe? It tells you what are the ingredients and what are the quantities that you need in your product. And that's exactly what an index does. It tells you what are the ingredients, the stocks, the shares that's in there, and what are the quantities. How many of each of these do you have in there? And so the index tracker product is just going to replicate that index by giving you exactly the exposure of it. Now, in an ETF, a physically backed exchange-traded fund, the fund manager actually buys each of those underlying constituents as it is in the index. Whereas an ETN, the exchange-traded note, what you are getting there as an investor is a promise from the bank to pay you the performance of that index. So UBS, being the issuing bank here, effectively owns this on their balance sheet. And the promise that they've sold to you through the ETN is that whatever that particular reference index does over time, you will receive that performance. There are many benefits. Let's maybe, before we go into the benefits, let's maybe just talk about some what people might be concerned about. So, I don't own this investment. You know, is that safe? Well, as I often say to people, you know, it is really as safe as it would be to have a savings account with that bank. You know, so you talk about the Standard Bank oil and copper ETNs. So, you know, you can't very well store a barrel of oil in the basement of Standard Bank or even in your garage. Whereas buying the oil ETN gives you the exposure to what the price of oil does in rand terms over time. So there's the benefit that although you get the you've got the added credit risk of the issuing bank, you are able to get access to investments that you wouldn't otherwise easily be able to get access to. The other major benefit is the cost. Because the bank does not physically need to buy those underlying assets, the whole basket, the whole index of shares, it's cheaper, and therefore they're able to deliver this for you with much closer certainty in terms of the performance of the index. So definitely is a cheaper, less, more cost-effective version. And then the final one, if we just differentiate ETNs, the exchange-traded notes, which are index tracking, with the AMCs, the actively managed certificates, is the transparency of that index. If you go through that list and you look up at this, you can go and Google the name of the index, and it's going to tell you exactly what's in that index, what are the index rules, how does it get chosen, how does it get constructed. So you as an investor know at all times exactly what your underlying exposure is. And that transparency, I think, is incredibly powerful in the era that we live in, where people want to know, where's my money going, you know, and what is it actually being invested in?
Yeah.
And am I comfortable with that investment exposure that I've got?
Yeah, and the one index, for example, Selective Robotics and Drones Net Return Index. It's a mouthful, but you can go and find it and see what it is. I also like the ingredient metaphor, because that's kind of how we use these, in the sense that they would be sort of tactical satellites around. There are two challenges with ETNs. They can't go into the tax-free account, and ultimately they expire as well, whereas an ETF essentially is perpetual.
That's absolutely right. So yes, let's quickly talk about the tax-free accounts. The rules around the law around the tax-free accounts requires not just a physically backed investment, but it has to also be registered with the FSCA as a collective investment scheme. So from or unit trust, as most people would colloquially refer to it. This also means that the likes of the physical commodity ETFs, the gold, platinum, and so on, also can't be used in tax-free accounts. So yes, the ETNs can't go in your tax-free account. And yes, they do have an expiry. They typically get issued for a five-year term. And often, most often, they get automatically rolled at the end of the 5 years for another five years. We've started to see the introduction of some perpetual notes where effectively they run into maturity. But I think what you've got here is that the issuing bank has got the option to just indefinitely almost, roll you into a longer dated maturity in terms of these products. So yes, they do have a maturity, but I like your analogy that the use of these often works quite well as a tactical tilt or as a, you know, sort of a nod towards an investment theme that you want to get exposure to. So having to sort of from time to time reevaluate these, maybe trade into a different portfolio tilt is quite appropriate with these sort of exchange traded notes. And I think they certainly have more benefit than they have disadvantages. But it is important for investors to actually go and look and see what's in that index, what's the underlying. Don't look at the past performance, please. That's not a way to evaluate an investment. Go and look what's inside it, what's under the hood, and that's going to tell you something about what sort of performance can I expect from the exchange traded note going forward.
Absolutely. And yeah, you can go figure out how they work, what's in them, and if it fits your particular slant. And I take your point. The benefits absolutely outweigh the disadvantages. Nerina Fisser, ETF SA, always appreciate your early morning time. This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.